USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Productive is the word President Biden used to describe his meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy yesterday. But today, McCarthy's telling Republican colleagues they are nowhere close to agreeing on a budget and debt ceiling deal. Speaking to reporters after that closed-door meeting, McCarthy said he still believes there is a deal to be done despite the president's delays.
97 days the president didn't want to meet. So, I mean, we're trying to condense everything in a short time frame. The House passed the bill, the Senate never passed one. So now it's more difficult than what else you have to negotiate from a lot of different perspectives. But we can still finish in time.
In time being June 1st when the Treasury Department believes the U.S. could begin defaulting on its debts. A 19-year-old from suburban St. Louis is, according to the Secret Service, the person who crashed a U-Haul truck into barricades at Lafayette Park across from the White House last night. He's under arrest and will face a long list of federal charges. The Memorial Day weekend's approaching, and it could be one for the record books when it comes to holiday travel. NBC correspondent Maggie Vespa at Chicago's O'Hare Airport says everyone is trying to prepare.
Airlines trying to keep their staffing levels high, and in particular, American and Delta just struck new deals, they say, with their pilots. So a lot of that travel chaos that we saw last summer, especially tied to Memorial Day weekend, they say they hope they can avoid that this year, and they say all signs are pointing to a much smoother holiday weekend.
Also, the TSA is trying to increase its staffing levels, and it's giving its people raises starting next month. Have we seen the last of LeBron James on a basketball court? In the moments after his Lakers were swept out of the NBA playoffs, he said it's possible.
I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
James has often said he wants to one day play pro ball with his oldest son, Bronny. But that would be at least 2 years out. Bronny will play this fall for USC. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
It's still smoke, and it's still in your lungs, but a new study from UCLA finds that smoke from marijuana is not as bad for your lungs as smoke from tobacco. The researchers tracked subjects for 4 years and now believe that one of the big risks from tobacco, COPD, is not connected with smoking marijuana. A Chicago high school teacher is off the job for now, pending an investigation into a February incident in which a student says the teacher threatened her with a gun right in the classroom.
She had, like, her finger on the trigger and pulled it out of her book bag.
In school?
Yes, in class.
Student Emily Lozano's uncle filed the police report. The digital money exchange service Venmo is rolling out a new service aimed at teens, and the experts are telling parents to be careful.
I see a lot more potential cases where teens step into a transaction they didn't authorize and then having to really dispute that is an uphill battle sometimes with banks.
That's Jason Meza with the Better Business Bureau. He says the new Venmo account for teens do come with safeguards, but they're only as safe as parents' vigilance.
Somebody could be mimicking a real person or a service company, so really watch when you open up these accounts.
Meza says that means continuing to pay close attention to every transaction your kid makes. The messaging service WhatsApp will be rolling out a new edit feature. You'll be able to change a message as you can with Facebook, but only for 15 minutes after you send it. WhatsApp and Facebook are co-owned by Meta. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.